JPMorgan Chase this week could finalize a $2 billion criminal and civil settlement with federal prosecutors who suspect that the banking giant ignored signs of the Bernard Madoff Ponzi scheme. JPMorgan was Madoff's primary bank for more than 20 years, and this settlement contains some very interesting provisos. Here with more is Cardiff Garcia, reporter with the Financial Times. Hi there, Cardiff.
Hey, Meghna.
So first of all, remind us, what exactly were the charges or allegations against JPMorgan regarding the Madoff Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, so the charges are all related to JPMorgan's failure to alert regulators about its suspicions that Madoff might be a fraud, that he might be a Ponzi schemer. And for instance, we have employee emails that were reported later on showing that some employees were in fact suspicious of Madoff. There's a part of the bank that was careful not to invest its own funds with Madoff because it couldn't quite figure out how Madoff was making his money. And there's also something in the U.S. called a suspicious activity report, which is exactly what it sounds like. And the bank filed a report similar to that in the United Kingdom, but not, curiously enough, in the U.S. And then there's also part of this part of these charges that are related to what regulators consider to be the bank's lax internal controls related to finding out when money laundering or when fraud's taking place.
Right. So I'm seeing one of those emails, those employee emails that you mentioned, from before December 2008 when Madoff was arrested. And the email contains the phrase, "Someone just told me that there is a well-known cloud over the head of Madoff and that his returns are speculated to be part of a Ponzi scheme." Interesting. Now, this $2 billion settlement with the federal government, where's that money going to go? Is any of it going to be returned to the victims of the Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, that's very likely. I mean, we actually don't know just yet. We're expecting to get the final word on what's going to happen later this week. But it's very, very likely that the bulk or the majority of those funds are going to end up going back to the clients. Some of that will also go back to the government.
Okay. So I mentioned earlier that the settlement has some pretty interesting provisos. The most interesting one, something called a deferred prosecution agreement. What is that?
Yeah, so this is essentially a proviso that says that the prosecutors will file the charges with the understanding that they'll later drop them so long as the bank complies with certain provisions. So the bank is going to have to tighten up its internal controls. It'll probably have to, you know, spend a period of time during which something like this doesn't happen again. It's very unlikely to, I think, at which point they'll drop the charges and they'll just stick with the fine. Interestingly enough, if there's something controversial about this, it's simply that prosecutors didn't demand that the bank plead guilty to the Bank Secrecy Act, which is essentially the federal law that it was supposed to comply with here and that it's accused of not having complied with.
I'm sorry, Cardiff, but I was going to say, I think a guilty plea could have put J.P. Morgan's charter in question, right?
That's absolutely correct, and I think the issue here is that this started as a lawsuit. This started as a civilian issue, and to now bring criminal charges like this into it might seem too harsh, and, you know, who knows? The other side of that is that it shows that, once again, banks might be, if not too big to fail, too big to jail. So we're getting a lot of this just from media reports, so it's all a little bit patchy. But at the same time, these are sort of the issues that everybody's grappling with.
Well, in the last couple seconds that we have, just quickly, Cardiff, if you could, this is a $2 billion settlement, but over the past year, J.P. Morgan's paid some $20 billion overall in various settlements to the government?
That's right. J.P. Morgan just wants to put this behind it. It's been saying for a long time that the Madoff issue in particular was nonsense. But really, at this point, J.P. Morgan just wants to move on with its year and get back to the business of banking. So they're trying to just, you know, get it over and done with.
Cardiff Garcia reports for the Financial Times, talking to us about J.P. Morgan's $2 billion upcoming settlement with federal prosecutors regarding its knowledge of the Madoff Ponzi scheme. Cardiff, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.